We continue with more news from abroad. Tanzania has long struggled with discrimination and violence against its albino population. Albinos have a genetic condition that hampers normal skin pigmentation. As a result, they are extremely pale with blonde hair. In the past year, about 20 albinos, including children, have been killed and mutilated in Tanzania. There is a belief that albinism is a curse, and witch doctors throughout the country use albino body parts in their magic potions. This threat to the albino people is so severe that Tanzania's president, Jakaya Kikwete, made a major step towards protecting them. He recently appointed Alshaima Kwagia, the nation's first albino member of parliament. Ms. Kwagia is with us now from Tanzania. Welcome to the show and congratulations on your appointment.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, you were appointed by the president in April. I was wondering how you've been received in parliament.
I received it very happily. I didn't expect it, but I was very happy because I'm used to attend people, to serve people. That's my duty.
Have you been involved in politics in any way before?
Yes. In 2005, I was a candidate for the CCM party, for NMP, representing disabled people.
Well, can you talk...
But unfortunately, I didn't get the post.
Well, and now you have the post.
Now I have it. The president nominated.
Yes. Can you talk to us about your work during these past couple of months and tell us what has been particularly challenging for you?
I was trying to suggest to the government to have a censor for the albinos so that we know the number, the actual number. At the moment, we don't know the number of albinos all over the country. About 2 years ago, there were about 400, but there are more there than that. I suggested the government to have a censor for the albinos. We know the actual number so that they'll be helped with health, education, and their safety too.
What do you have any sense of the numbers at all, how many people we're talking about?
At the moment, about 2 years back, there are about 4,000.
About 4,000 in the country.
Yeah, albinos.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us why albinos are being harassed in Tanzania?
They have been harassed because of this witchcraft belief. They kill the albinos. What they believe that the albinos' body is luckiest body, bones, skin, hair. They'll get their wealth through our body. Every part of our body is the wealth for them.
It must be a very frightening situation for people. How long has this been going on?
Started this year. Before I didn't hear it, and they were doing it quietly. People didn't know. But now everybody knows that the albinos are being killed, but they used to kill them before. People didn't know. At the moment, there is media all over, everywhere media. So things are coming out.
Yes, yes. Can you tell us about the witch doctors themselves who use these body parts? Is there a large community of them?
The witch doctors are in central province, in Mwanza, Shinyanga region, all those areas where there is minerals, the witchcraft doctors are there. They use the albino's body for that, for the minerals.
All right, so in isolated parts of the country then, a small...
Yeah, isolated, not all parts.
Mm-hmm. And how are their beliefs being spread? How do they get people to buy into this idea that, people's bodies should be used for these potions?
You know, people are looking for money. They want to look for money very to get the money quickly without working hard. So they go to the witch doctors. Maybe they tell them what's their problem. So the witch doctors tell them, bring something. Bring the bone from albino's bone. Bring albino's hair. So as a result, because they want the wealth, they are going there to kill them. They give people money to kill albinos. They take legs and hands and hairs and run away, leave their body there.
Hmm. What are some of the measures that you're trying to implement in order to stop this from happening?
In the parliament, I've tried to convince my co-MPs to try to give the people in the other regions in Tanzania, to educate them, to tell them that albinos are human beings. They need human rights like any other people, to educate people. That's what I'm trying to do. And myself, I'll be going all over the country, each region, to go and tell people that. In Dar es Salaam, I've started to talk through TVs, through magazines. I've tried to educate people, to tell them about albinos, to tell about albinism. What is albinism? We are human beings. We can do anything like any other people. Our skin doesn't need to be in the sun. Therefore, what I'm doing in the parliament is to tell the other MPs to try and help me to educate people, and maybe if to make a law, something like that, but not yet. But that's what I'm trying to do, to deal with those weak doctors.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And we understand that that albino children are being escorted to school. Do you know about this? What do you know about this?
Yeah, they are being escorted because they are afraid of that. When they go to school, coming back, going, maybe the people will catch them and kill them because such things have already happened. So the parents are afraid at the moment.
Yes. Well, you are an albino yourself. I was wondering how you were treated when you were growing up.
I'm lucky enough my parents treated me very, very lovingly. They loved me so much. And I'm not alone. We are three in our families who are albinos.
Your appointment, and as you go around trying to educate people, what are you hoping the fact that you've been appointed to this board will do, and how are you hoping that will change attitudes in the country?
What I'm hoping that the attitude will change, because it was happening every day, every day. These 2 weeks, I haven't had a killing. Maybe people are trying to be afraid now. They know the government is taking care that the witch doctors are going to be case and be taken to jail. Therefore, they are afraid. I think this will help.
Elshaima Kwegia is the first albino member of parliament in Tanzania. She joined us on the phone from Dar es Salaam. Thank you so much.
Thank you.